You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
I am blessed. How are you, my brother?
I'm good. Yes, thank you for any Madiba, sir.
To
Tulani Madiba.
From where? Where are you calling us from, Tulani?
In Fulo.
Okay. Talk to us, Tulani.
Yes, so we are calling regarding, I'm calling on behalf of the NGO, which is the name of Otandini Children's Home. So now we are calling regarding, we would like someone to assist us regarding Bibles.
Oh, okay. All right. That's not the topic at the moment. And maybe I'll give you a number that you can call. Hold the line, and we'll direct you to the right people that can help you with that. Ne?
Okay, thank you.
All right. You're live on radio right now, so we'll have to, what? Yeah. Just hold the line, and we'll redirect your call. In case you've just tuned in, this is Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's 7 minutes after five. And I'm joined in studio by a group of young men from the project called Feed a Brother Project. These are young youth in our community that are making a difference in their small little way. They've decided that they will be part and parcel of rebuilding the country. And they've responded to the call of them being part and parcel of leading South Africa to the promised land. And if you've got any donations, anything that you can assist them with, be it mentorship, be it your time, be it your resources, please do not hesitate to call us here at Radio Veritas. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. It's Lent, and this is a cause that is worth supporting. Do not touch that dial. She says, I know I'm not good enough, but guess what? He still loves me. Isn't that such a wonderful feeling to know? You don't need to be perfect to be loved by God, eh? He just loves you just as you are. You don't need to be perfect and to be a saint, huh? Because that's what sainthood is about. We don't need to be... God loves us as we are. It brings us to exactly 17 minutes after the hour 5. And gentlemen, you're telling me off air that you've got a campaign that's starting tomorrow. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, we are starting a campaign, like it's a charity drive. Mm. And then like any form of donation, it's more than welcome. Like we would appreciate any form of donation that we can get. We want to collect as many donations as we can, and then even blankets, because we will soon be approaching winter. Yes. Blankets, uniforms, school shoes, clothes, groceries or vouchers or whatever, like to donate to the community. And it's starting tomorrow, and then we'll...
So where can people drop those things?
They can easily drop them at Guatema. Yes.
Where Guatema?
Is in White City, number 2 Mampi Street.
Okay. Yeah. So you have to put that maybe on your social media.
Yes. We're about to do it.
Mampi Street. Hey, we didn't know where Mampi Street
is. Yes, there will be even a... We'll send a location like for people if only they're coming from far. Or,
all right. So if any of our listeners bring things for you guys, we'll make sure that we get it to you then.
Okay.
All right. And there was a campaign that you're starting for sanitary pads.
Yes. We want to donate sanitary pads for girls. We want to make them easily accessible, because we believe that sanitary pads should be for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's because like they do not choose to go on that time of the month. You see. So like we need to make them easily accessible for them.
Mm-hmm. So this is the first time you're running this campaign?
It's officially the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the first time. Okay. Actually, see, tell them about an event to see and on April, but we haven't decided the date yet.
Okay.
After the 7th, but it's going to be on Saturday.
Okay.
Then on the event, we're planning to provide almost to help actually 10 or 15 families.
Okay.
Minimum.
Okay. Then on the day, we're going to have games to be played, jump castle. So, walk up a site, such things, car wash, doing it for free or money, change event.
Yeah,
stuff like that on that day.
Oh.
And we'll be a DJ performing, having host, people talking. And yeah.
Okay. Wow, interesting. So, this year you've got a full lineup.
Yes.
Wow.
Because this event was supposed to happen last year on the 9th of December.
Okay.
So, due to find some other people going on holidays and stuff. Then decided, okay, let's choose the date on April. As you said, before the winter comes,
Alright. No, gentlemen, thank you very much for stopping by. Thank you very much for all the good work that you're doing for our community. We wish you all the best, and may you continue doing the good work, and may the good Lord always bless you.
Thank you for having us, Pastor.
All right. It brings us to exactly 20 minutes after the hour 4, after the hour 5. If you just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. I was joined in studio by a group of young men from the Feed a Brother project, and it's based in the Far East Rand. If you want to get involved, please call the office and they'll give you details on how you can assist and support these young men. These are young men who are doing ordinary things in an extraordinary manner. They are part and parcel of rebuilding our country. Let us support them. It is part of our Lenten journey and our Lenten pilgrimage to assist those who are less advantaged than we are. So please, I'm really appealing to you this afternoon that we support this great initiative of young men who have decided that they are going to stay off the streets, they are going to stay away from crime, they are going to stay away from drugs, and they are going to rebuild their community. It's 20 minutes after 5, and do not touch that dial. If you're stuck in traffic, take it easy. Respect other road users, and please do not touch the dial. 25 minutes after the hour 5. It's a Friday the 22nd of February. It's the last Friday of the month, and we saying goodbye to this week, almost saying goodbye to February, and we're just waiting for a few more days to say hello to March. I hope you all have a beautiful, beautiful, restful weekend, and it's Lent. Let's continue with our Lenten journey, and those who are heading off now to Stations of the Cross, please remember to pray for us. Remember to pray for our personal and private our private intentions, especially the afternoon team. A big thank you to Simba Rashehonde, who is the producer of this show. Thank you very much, Simba. Job well done. And a big thank you to Tato Mukwena, who is the technical producer and the sound engineer on the show this afternoon. And obviously to Nosipho Hatebe, who does our news at 4. Thank you very much from myself and the rest of the team. Be blessed. Catch us back on Monday, same time, same place. Please take it easy on the roads, and it's a bit misty here in Edenville, and we are forecasting a bit of rainfall. So please be safe, and if you're going out tonight, take an Uber.